Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicage. Ever feel like your relationships are a little out of whack? Like you're constantly giving, but rarely receiving? Or maybe you find yourself agreeing to things you really don't want to do just to please others? Well, I'm talking about boundaries today. You know, those invisible lines we draw to protect our time, energy, and emotional well-being. Setting boundaries might sound a little stiff, but trust me, it's not about building walls. It's about creating healthy space in your relationships so everyone can thrive. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like the frame around a beautiful painting. They help define the artwork, protect its integrity, and allow us to truly appreciate its beauty. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build those strong, healthy boundaries in your relationships. 1. Know your worth. Seriously, dig deep and identify what matters most to you. What are your values? What brings you joy? What drains you? Once you know your core, it's easier to say no to things that don't align with your purpose. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and rummage through your belongings, right? Treat your time, energy, and emotions with the same respect. 2. Communication is key. Ever heard the saying, actions speak louder than words? Well, when it comes to boundaries, clear communication is vital. Don't expect people to read your mind. Explain your needs and expectations honestly and respectfully. You don't need to be aggressive, simply state what you need. For example, instead of saying I'm too busy, try something like, I really value our time together, but I have a deadline I need to meet this week. Can we reschedule for next week? See the difference? 3. Be assertive, not aggressive. This is where it gets tricky. Assertiveness means standing up for yourself without attacking others. You're entitled to your feelings and opinions. But remember, it's about finding a balance between being direct and respectful. Picture this. You're invited to a party you really don't want to attend. An aggressive approach might be, I'm not going to that stupid party, it's lame. An assertive approach? Thanks for the invite, but I've got other plans this weekend. Hope it's fun though. 4. Practice saying no. This is a tough one, I know. But remember, saying no isn't selfish. It's self-care. You have limited resources, time, energy, and emotional capacity. Learn to prioritize your well-being and protect those precious resources. Start small. Say no to something that doesn't truly excite you or add value to your life. You might feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. 5. Be flexible but firm. Boundaries aren't set in stone. Life is dynamic and sometimes things change. Be open to adjusting boundaries as needed, but always remain firm on your core values and needs. It's a balancing act for sure. Let me tell you about a time when I had to set a boundary with a friend. He was constantly asking for favors, rides, help with projects, even borrowing money. Now I'm a generous person, but this became a pattern that left me feeling drained and resentful. One day, after agreeing to yet another favor, I realized I needed to step back. I had a conversation with him, expressing my appreciation for our friendship, but honestly stating that I wasn't able to keep fulfilling all his requests. I explained that I needed to prioritize my own commitments and well-being. It was a tough conversation, but the result was positive. He understood, and we were able to establish healthier boundaries moving forward. It strengthened our friendship because we both felt respected and heard. So, remember these key takeaways. Know your worth, communicate clearly, be assertive but respectful, practice saying no, and be flexible while staying firm on your needs. By implementing these strategies, you can create stronger, healthier relationships that bring you joy and fulfillment. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing it. And as always, keep striving for that daily stoic edge. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.